أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم. صدق الله العظيم. The last few ayat and verses we had been discussing, Allah تبارك وتعالى spoke about His قدرت, His power and His might, and in it also Allah سبحانه وتعالى showed us His mercy upon us by making various provisions for insan, for mankind, and the other makhluk and creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on this earth. And in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us reasons of making shukr and showing appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these ni'mats. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about one very great qudrat and power and might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, something that mankind and the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot do without. And hence Allah says, وَالشَّمْسُ تَجْرِي لِمُسْتَقَرِّ لَهَا. And the sun, it moves in its orbit, لِمُسْتَقَرِّ لَهَا. One of two explanations, to its fixed time or to its fixed destination. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala refers to the sun also as a great qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And if we understand, in the environment of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, over 1400 years before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these various creations and planets, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this shows very clearly that this is the kitab of Allah, these are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the sun, that it is in its orbit, it's in its movement, and its time is fixed to this fixed time, then that will be till the time of the day of Qiyamah. And then obviously Allah Rabbul Izzah also wants to show us that everything has a fixed time, everyone has a fixed time, and that time will certainly come, and all of us have to leave this world, and even this world also will come to an end. The second explanation from the Arabic part of it is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala could be referring to its destination, that the sun is in its orbit, it has a fixed destination, and then it comes to the end of this, and then obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command it that now you do not rise from the east anymore, and the sun will rise from the west, and when that happens, the door of Tawbah will close, the door of seeking forgiveness and repentance will close, the door of bringing Iman for those who have not yet brought Iman also closes, and then obviously thereafter that signals the beginning of the end of this world, and in that way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also shows us that this has been all ordained by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now, the last part of this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. That is the taqdeer, the precise ordainment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this not only refers to the sun, but we will find everything, every planet in its movement, in its orbit, has been the ordainment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And here we need to appreciate this very great ni'mat of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the power of Allah, that we will find the precision in this ordainment of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The sunrise, the sunset has been precise 100%. Zawal has been precise 100%. And this will continue. And then Allah Ta'ala uses two of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's sifat and qualities, Al-Aziz, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, and Al-Alim, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the All-Knowing. That because of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's might, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained all this. And Allah's knowledge, everything is in total precision. Once our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Madinah Munawwara, one Sahabi, Hazrat Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he stands next to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is the time of sunset, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, Abu Zar, do you know where the sun goes from here. In other words, after it sets in Medina Munawwara, where does the sun and what happens? So Sayyidina Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, like Sahaba radiallahu anhum, generally and always rather, would say Allahu wa Rasuluhu alam. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him that the sun goes, makes sajda to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala by the arsh al-fallah, and then seeks permission according to one hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then that permission is given to continue and the sun continues. Now we know that throughout the world, from the east of the world to the west, there is a continuation of sunrise and sunset. And we also know that everything is under the arsh and the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from here, very briefly, the ulama have deduced that the sun is in total submission to Allah, the sun is in total sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and sajda to Allah Rabbul Izzat means total 100% obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with that, the sun is under the total permission of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows from here that one very, very important aspect, that everything is in the obedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat. The sun, the moon, and everything else hasn't been given any other choice but to fulfill the commandment of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But you and I, insan, we have been given choices. Allah has given us the best insofar as our intellectual capacities are concerned. Allah has given us the best insofar as our reasoning is concerned. Allah has given us the best insofar as our form is concerned. And together with that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us the best shariat. Allah ta'ala has given us the best deen. Allah ta'ala has given us some kind of understanding of the commandments of Allah. And together with that, Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us the free will. The will to fulfill the command of Allah or to break the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here these makhluk and these creations of Allah, they have absolutely no choice. They submit to Allah Rabbul Izzat and they continue submitting to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So amongst many, many lessons Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has shown us here, besides the qudrat and the power of Allah, this very great ni'mat of deriving benefit from the sun, together with that, Allah has left us with a lesson here, that like how the other makhluk and the creation of Allah are in the total obedience of Allah, you and I also need to be in the total obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.